Isn't he? All the time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to start off Matthew chapter 9 today. Glory to God. Matthew chapter 9. Now we'll start verse 1. And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought unto him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemes. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? Which is easier to say, Your sins be forgiven you, or rise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go to thy house. And he arose and departed to his house. Amen. Let's look over at the same story in Luke chapter 5. Praise God. We'll pick it up in verse 17. And it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching that there the Pharisees and the doctors of the law were sitting by. Would come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Hear that. And the power of the Lord was present to heal them. You know, God's omnipotent. That means he's all-powerful. He's omniscient, which means he's everywhere. Amen. He's everywhere all at the same time. Praise God. The power of God is here to heal you right now. Amen. It's here to heal me right now. Praise God. The power of God is always where we are. Amen. It's wherever we are, he is. He's everywhere. Amen. And as you know, you and I, it's really interesting when you stop and think about it. You and I are the temples of the Holy Ghost. And when we arrive in a certain place, when we get to our job or we get to our church or we get to the grocery store or wherever it is that we're going, when we get there, the presence of God just got there too. Because he dwells in us. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, he was dwelling with Jesus, that's for sure. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Amen. With the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Amen. That's Acts chapter 10. says here, the power of the Lord, verse 17, the power of the Lord was present to heal them. And behold, a man, men brought in a bed a man which was taken with palsy, and they sought means to bring him in and lay him before him. And when they could not find a way because of the multitude, they went up on top of the house and let him down through the tiling with his couch into the midst before Jesus. Notice verse 20, and when he saw their faith, he said unto him, man, thy sins are forgiven you. And the scribes and the Pharisees begin to reason. Who is this that speaks blasphemy? Only God can forgive sin. But Jesus perceived their thoughts, and he answered, and he said, what reason? Why reason this in your hearts? Which is easier to say, your sins be forgiven, or rise and walk? But that you may know the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sin, he said to the sick of the palsy, I say unto you, arise and take up your bed, take up your couch, go to your house. And immediately he rose up before them, took up that whereon he lay, and departed into his own house, glorifying God. Hallelujah. They saw, Jesus saw their faith. Amen. He saw their faith. Their faith caused them to do something. Their faith moved them. Their faith and the man, you know, I mean, the man had to have some kind of faith involved in the situation as well to allow his friends, first of all, to haul him up on top of the house, then to dig a hole in the house, and then to let him down, you know, in the midst in front of Jesus. Amen. I mean, can you imagine taking some fellow in a wheelchair up on top of the house and tearing up the house and letting him down into the room? Amen. That man in that wheelchair would have to be in some agreement with you, wouldn't he? Praise God. So this guy had some faith, and so did those that were bringing him. They knew if they could get him to Jesus. Sounds like the lady with the issue of blood, Mark chapter 5. When they knew that if they could get him to Jesus, praise God, hallelujah. You know, the fame of Jesus had gone out. People had heard about what he was doing. They'd heard the word about this man that was healing people. And their faith was stirred. Praise God. Their faith was stirred to action. You know, many times people say, well, I believe, but they never put any action to it. Now, sometimes speaking words, that is action to your faith. Amen. I don't want to discount that, but sometimes there's more that we need to do. We need to act like it's true. Amen. Act like the promise of God is true. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just need to get up, you know, and you just say, you know, I believe by the stripes of Jesus I'm healed. Praise God. And healed people don't lay around in bed. And you just get up and you start doing what you need to do. I don't know how many times I've gotten up in the morning, you know, over the years getting ready to go to work and just feel like, you know, I just want to lay back down, pull the covers up over my head and keep sleeping for a while. I'm tired. My body aches because I worked the long day the day before. And just say, I haven't got time to feel this way. I haven't got time to feel sick and broken, tired. I got to get up and get moving because I'm blessed. Praise God. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. And in an hour or so, I'm all, just all fine, you know, breathing good, everything. Yeah, it's all just all good and going on. Amen. Just act on your faith. Praise God. Just act on it. Glory to God. Act on it. That's what these people did. They acted on it. Praise God. They acted on it. Hallelujah. They acted on their faith. Amen. Praise God. We need to act on ours. Act on yours today. What can you do today? Praise God. What can you do today? Believing that the Word of God is there. Believing He's going to strengthen you. Amen. Just get up and go on into your day believing He's going to strengthen you. Praise God. Amen. Do what you could do. Do something you couldn't do before. If you couldn't bend over, then bend over. If you couldn't move, then just move. Then just move. Amen. Move in faith. Just move in faith. Amen. Let your faith in the Word of God, let your faith in the power of God, let your faith in your Lord Jesus and in the promises that He's made to you move you. Hallelujah. Now, I'm not telling you to do something foolish. Amen. Don't stomp on your glasses or throw your medicine away. That's not what I'm saying. But you move. You move. You do something you couldn't do. You press it. And you say, Jesus, I'm believing you. Amen. I'm believing you that I'm going to be able to run that quarter mile or run that marathon. And so get out there and run that first 50 feet. Amen? Praise God. Act your faith. Amen? Act on your faith. Jesus saw their faith. He can see your faith. He can hear your faith when you speak faith and you act faith. Amen? Father, I just thank you for your word of God. Your word. The word of God. Amen? Lord, that brings faith to our hearts and causes us to move forward in you. Just thank you, Father God, that as we seek you, Lord, we know that as we diligently seek after you, that you're a rewarder. We know that you keep your word and you're faithful. So, Father, we just look to you today in Jesus' name to just cause your word to bring health and life and medicine and be that strength and that healing power for recovery in Jesus' name. Amen. Selah.